Nearly 25,000 state government workers in Pennsylvania aren't going to work this morning. They're on unpaid leave after Governor Ed Rendell ordered a partial government shutdown late last night in an attempt to break a budget stalemate. To hear more about who's affected and what led to the shutdown, we called Jen Rehill of Public Radio's Capital News in Pennsylvania. Good morning.
Good morning.
And why don't we begin by having you tell us exactly which government workers are affected by the shutdown?
Well, nearly 25,000 what are considered non-essential government workers are the ones who are being furloughed. These are folks that aren't considered necessary for the public health and safety of residents of the Commonwealth. So, for instance, a little more than 6,000 workers for the Department of Transportation, so people who man driver's license centers, people who run these state parks and forests, which is going to close the state parks here in Pennsylvania until the impasse is resolved. Those who will stay on the job are folks like the state police, people who work in prisons, people who, you know, administer welfare benefits. About 52,000 so-called critical state workers are the ones who will remain on the job no matter what happens.
And just an interesting note, a Pennsylvania judge ordered the state's casinos stay open?
That was the surprise of the night. That came down after this whole announcement happened. Basically, the story there is that there's a handful of revenue department employees that are considered non-essential that oversee a central computer system that has to do with the slot machines, and they're being furloughed. The judge has said, you know, we don't want to shut down this whole industry, and there's going to be a hearing on that tomorrow. It'll be interesting to see how that all happens.
Now, give us some more detail on why Governor Rendell actually ordered a shutdown. That's a pretty big deal.
It is. Well, you know, the impasse stems from a disagreement with legislative leaders over some ancillary issues that are tied to the budget. The disagreement on the actual, like, basic budget for the state isn't great, maybe about $300 million difference between what Republican legislative leaders would like to see and the Democratic governor wants. The greatest point of controversy has to do with what he calls his energy independence strategy. And this is a program that's designed to create more alternative energy resources in Pennsylvania, and there is a tax associated with that that the Republican lawmakers are really fighting. It's a year when there's a $650 million budget surplus, and they say there's no way that they want to raise a tax in a year when there's already extra money in the budget, that it's not fair to Pennsylvanians to do that. And that's really where it's come down to.
Well, the governor said yesterday the shutdown would only last a day. Think so?
Well, so says the governor. The Senate pro tem said he wasn't sure that he felt that optimistic. And I think there was a lot more anger on the side of the lawmakers we saw last night after the governor's announcement. So I think it really remains to be seen whether or not these differences can be resolved in one day if they haven't already been resolved after months of debate.
Thanks very much.
Sure.
Jen Rehill is a reporter with Capital News in Pennsylvania.